read, and you'll learn a lot about even some of the things that veer a little bit away from motorsports, like cyber attacks and so forth. It still has to do with science, technology, engineering, and math. Most important thing that's happening in education nowadays.
STEM stories by our own stat man, a.k.a. Bill Wood. Motorsports are at a crossroads, but STEM can be the GPS that will map a course going forward into new possibilities and purpose. Look forward to completing this darn thing, man. STEM stories again.
It's really
that man.
It's really an easy read. You'll have fun reading it. You slip it into the powder room and read it on during your morning constitution.
Oh yeah, the old powder room, the old go-to source there, Freak Nation. Look that up, will you? All right, man, we'll do it again next weekend. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing, man. Over 24 years of doing Speed Freaks on the Freak Radio Network and, of course, right here on MAV TV. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you want this snappy jersey from Jordan Anderson and FVP, be sure you follow us on Facebook and on Instagram along with FVP. Statman, shoot the juice to the moose, and
cut it loose.
See ya.
In the powder room.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Summer is finally here. Cookouts, pool parties, and rising gas prices. Time to start using Lucas Fuel Treatment. Lucas Fuel Treatment improves mileage, increases power, and lowers emissions. It's a virtual tune-up in a bottle. Just pour it directly into the tank for a dramatic improvement in the performance of your vehicle. Good for gas and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. Get it now at your local auto parts store.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two Wheel Tuesday.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the court in NBA news, the Miami Heat have suspended star guard Jimmy Butler for 7 games due to multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team. Butler has indicated to the Heat that he would like to be traded. On the NBA scoreboard, the Pistons and the Hornets battled it out. Pistons getting a W in a close one, 98-94. The Magic defeated the Raptors, 106-97. Celtics on the road against the Rockets win big, 109-86. Thunder win it at home against the Knicks, 117-107. New Orleans Pelicans get a win over the Wizards, 132-120. Cavaliers continuing to stacking up W's with a win over the Mavericks, 134-122. Wemby for the San Antonio Spurs continues to dominate with 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 assists in a win over the Nuggets, 113-110. The Sacramento Kings come out on top in a matchup against the Memphis Grizzlies. That final score, 138-133. And the Lakers get a win over the Hawks at home, 119-102. On the NHL scoreboard, the Panthers and the Penguins battled it out all the way into a shootout. Panthers win it 3-2. Blues shut down the Senators, winning 4-0. Blackhawks double the Canadiens score, winning 4-2. Oilers winning a close one over the Ducks 3-2. And the Predators ice the Canucks, winning 3-0. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. On April 18th of 2024, the NHL awarded Salt Lake City a franchise to begin playing immediately in the 24-25 season. This was not expansion. It was the old Arizona Coyotes franchise that for the most part languished in the greater Phoenix area from 1996 until this past spring when the Coyotes land acquisition deal was tabled yet again in the city of Tempe, forcing the move. Recent expansions under Commissioner Gary Bettman in Las Vegas and Seattle are both success stories, and Salt Lake City's Utah Hockey Club will be another. Owners Ryan and Ashley Smith have made the Utah Jazz a fixture in the state's biggest city, and the hockey team, who will have a nickname this summer, are on an equal level with their NBA brethren. A new Delta Center will be ready for both the NBA and NHL teams in 2027, and in the interim, ownership is renovating the current arena, originally built for basketball, to decrease the obstructed view seats and improve on the 11,131 capacity of the building. And besides deep pockets, the Smith family brings a respect that the players weren't getting previously. First-class practice facilities in the greater Salt Lake area, along with accommodations on the road like they've never experienced, staying in first-class hotels, and experiencing first-class transportation. If you treat your employees right and have the culture that brings in players that will appreciate and ultimately perform when given these amenities, that culture will only improve over time, and Utah will become a destination for players that wouldn't have given this franchise a look in the past. Bettman's loyalty to the greater Phoenix area still exists, and he stated that the Arizona Coyotes franchise can be reactivated in less than 5 years if there's a steady progress towards building a new arena. But for now, the move to Utah and joining forces with the Smith ownership appears to be a game-winning goal. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, San Francisco, California, but we are emanating and broadcasting around the world. Lots of different ways to listen to the show. You can always go to sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live, hear the shows that way. Any emails you want to send, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how I get them. Also, you can click Listen Live there on the website of SB Nation Live. Click Listen Live there. Keyword, click Listen Live. I say 75 times. We are also proud and privileged of being on American Forces Radio Network around the world. So if you're in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force, you're doing a great job. And keep up the good work. We're proud of you. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. And also, we are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. That's right, on your TV sets, 35 million homes. And also Sirius XM, 211 in progress, Dan Patrick channel, 211. Too much 211, man. Oh, it's 411. Go to 211 and hear the shows that way as well, and other which ways you can get them replayed, potted, or whatever. But this is the only hour all week on all these sports talk networks that we can talk about video games. My name is Rick Tittle. I don't make games. I just play them, and I want to hear what you have to play. There's a toll-free line. Don't be shy. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you on the air, coast to coast and around the world. Also, I am going to be giving away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, as I always do. So that's just in a half hour from now, about. I'll let you know the new releases. And now that we are into 2025, the games will start rolling out again. We had a very slow period there over the holidays, as you might imagine. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. And any Twitter is at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's. We only got an hour, so let's come on back and do it.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from Sports Byline USA, around the world, American Forces Radio Network, the internet, sportsbyline.com, sbnationlive.com, CRN Digital Plus 2, Cable Radio Network Tune, your TV set, Sirius XM 211, we got it all. Well, every week, and I'll do it again coming up in the third segment of the show, about a half hour from now, I will tell you what the new releases are. But for the year 2025, we're looking forward to a lot of big titles. And whether you like this series or not, GTA is going to be massive. Grand Theft Auto 6, Rockstar, long-awaited, open-world game. It is hyped. There are a lot of huge expectations on it. There's still a lot we don't know about it, We don't really need to. The formula is rock solid, and it will sell. It's going to be back in Vice City, so we'll have the modern Florida setting again, and the only thing that could go wrong is if it's delayed. Another game I'm looking a lot forward to is Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, and this is really the only game that Nintendo has announced. I mean, we have some rumors, but this one's official, and it's set to be one of the Switch's last big games, and it's a sequel that's been in the works almost as long as the Switch itself. And there was a full-scale production reboot midway through its dev cycle, and so I'm sure the high-quality bar is set. And that will certainly explain why it was handed back to Retro Studios, who created Prime. And if they can deliver anything as good as the original Metroid Prime, it will be a Game of the Year contender a year from now, a little less than a year from now. But I'm a huge, huge Metroid Prime fan, especially if you think about how it looked on the GameCube in the day. Doom, The Dark Ages. And the Xbox systems are having a big year planned, like games like Avowed and Fable, I should say, trying to get the exclusives. But Doom the Dark Ages is a sequel to the 2020 Doom Eternal. It's essentially a high fantasy spin on this. It's got swords and chainsaws, and it's got some pretty cool jaw-dropping, over-the-top action. If you watch the trailer, and it's promising a three-peat for id Games. So as long as the final release ends up as being as fun as it works, it could be one of the best games to come out since Xbox, Microsoft, I should say, bought Bethesda. But, yeah, and of course this is a game that is as old as the hills because it just was great. You think about the original Wolfenstein and Saw, Spear of Destiny, and then transitioning to the FPS games like Doom. Looking forward to that. Also, some more big titles, Ghosts of Yotei. And we know that this is going to be a PS5 game, but we do know about Ghost of Yotei that it is coming this year. It looks very promising. It's a Ghost of Tsushima follow-up, another gorgeous open-world game that is rooted in Japanese history. There's going to be a new time period, a new protagonist, and so we'll look forward to that. Death Stranding 2, On the Beach. Now, Death Stranding was a bit of a polarizing game, and this is from Hideo Kojima, and the delivery simulator, I mean, just, I played it, and just packing all those things over your shoulders, piled up, three times as tall as you are, going over these Icelandic hills. It was monotonous, but it was weird. Like Conan O'Brien was in it. You know, obviously you got Norman Reedus as the lead protagonist, Daryl from Walking Dead. So we don't know too much about how the play is. There have been a lot of footage. It's mostly cutscenes though. And we've seen a dancing ventriloquist dummy. So as usual, Kojima is not going to be holding back. Even if it's an acquired taste, it's going to be one of the big releases of the year. Elden Ring, Night Rain, and that's R-E-I-G-N. And how can you not be excited about a From Software game? The From Software has such a great track record, even if games like Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon. It doesn't seem like it's from their studio, but they're going to get a little experimental with Elden Ring, Night Rain. It's not a proper sequel to Elden Ring, which was Game of the Year in 2022. It's a three-player multiplayer spinoff, and it looks gameplay kind of Monster Hunter-ish. I don't know if that's what it is, but this is new ground for From Software. And there's a chance that they might not nail it. And even if that's the case, it's going to be really exciting to see one of the gaming's hot developers trying something new. And sometimes you try something new just for the heck of it. Like you think, well, we have to go along with everyone else, like Fallout 76. This has to be a multiplayer game. This should be open to the internet. In fact, you can't play it unless you're online. And that was a really bad idea. So we'll see. A new IP that Xbox has got is called South of Midnight. It's a game from Compulsion Studios. They're the ones that did We Happy Few. Men abed in England will call themselves accursed. It's a deep South fairy tale that features a claymation inspired art style. And so it looks kind of like a playable Leica film. And there's a lot of detail that's gone into it. The jury is still out on how it's going to play, but it looks very, very pretty. And just from the shots I've seen is like this alligator that's the size of a train going through a forest after a female protagonist running away. So we'll see about that. Shadow Labyrinth. And if you looked at the Game Awards from last month, there were a ton of rapid fire announcements that came out. So if you missed any of them, but Shadow Labyrinth is a dark Metroidvania. It's got a lot of ideas remixed from arcade series, some of them new and eerie. It's kind of a weird left turn for Bandai Namco, but it's the project's debut trailer already highlights a pretty exciting 2D platformer that's just kind of weird enough to get your attention. If you want a taste of it, if it's like, you can go to Digital Trends too and check it out. But also, you can check out Secret Level's Bizarre Pac-Man episode if you want to get into that as well. I want to talk on the other side of the break about some of the other games that will be coming out this year. And, you know, like I always say, I always take it with a pinch of salt. I remember when Killzone, I couldn't wait for Guerrilla Games, which was a Dutch developer, to come out with Killzone 2, and it got delayed and it got delayed. And then when you see games that aren't ready, and I'm just talking about the cyberpunks of the world, when you see games that are really buggy, you think, all right, take as long as it wants, just don't get our hopes up. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Video Game Review.
And it is the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA's San Francisco studios. And it's great to have you with us. In the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. You can win it just by having the second correct answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. What's the game? You're going to have to wait. It is always a new game, though. Just going over the first show of the year and talking about some of the games we're looking forward to this year. There's a few more on my list I want to talk about. One is called Clair Obscur Expedition 33. And it had a stunning debut trailer. And it is turn-based combat system, enormous monsters. It's a RPG from Sandfall Interactive. And it looks like a cool way of taking the traditional and modern combat. It's got a really stylish UI. Got good monster designs, and has peaked, P-I-Q-U-E-D, my imagination. Blueprints. It's always hard to predict what indie games are going to be big in any year. So many of them come out of nowhere, and you really have to kind of play them just to understand them. And one that I want to put on your radar, though, is called Blueprints, and it's hard to adequately describe the game, but you control a character who has inherited a dead family member's estate, but the will decrees that the ownership will only pass if the heir can discover its hidden room, and that kicks off really like a roguelite-esque adventure where you have to navigate this ever-changing manor. You got to place down tiles, you got to uncover a lot of mysteries. And you do have a stamina bar where you can run out. And I think this is a game that was available at the GDC this year. A lot of times at the Game Developers Conference out here in San Francisco every year, they have a little indie section where you can play some of these games. And, you know, a lot of times they're not all winners. But every once in a while you see one, you go, huh, make you go, huh. Some more AAA releases. I mean, Assassin's Creed Shadows. I'm not a big Assassin's Creed fan. I'm not a hater, but this goes back to feudal Japan. You're going to have two protagonists, Naoe, who's a female shinobi, and Yasuke, I think that's Yasuke, who is a samurai who is of African origin. Is a historical figure of the same name. And their mechanics will reportedly differ from one another, and so you can customize it. A lot of stealth, a lot of sword play, and you'll continue the struggle between the Assassin Brotherhood and the Templar Order. We do have a date on that. It's February 14th. Monster Hunter Wilds from Capcom, as it's known as Captain Commando. And, you know, this is a game, obviously, that, has well-regarded role-playing series, but you send players out to hunt monsters, hence the term. And this latest installment, you'll have new rideable mounts, changing weather conditions, lots of new enormous monsters to fight. And how else are you going to get new gear unless you craft it from the monster parts? That's also out next month. Coming out in March is a game called Split Fiction from Hazelight Studios. It's under the EA umbrella. And it's a split-screen co-op multiplayer game. And its previous title was A Way Out. And then it was changed to It Takes Two. And then the next title, Split Fiction, follows two authors. Not author, King of the Britons. Authors, like book writer, who become trapped in a chaotic world of their own creation, one that blends sci-fi and fantasy. And Hazelight is offering a friend's pass with a full purchase, so a second online friend can play the game with you as well. I remember the original Borderlands. I interviewed the developer and gave it away on the show. I was fired up for Borderlands. To me, it's gotten a little stale. But what Gearbox does is it tries to, like, dizzy you with, you know, give you a dopamine hit every time you find a new stronger weapon to use, which that is always fun. And so in this game, you're up against a, they say, a ruthless dictator now, and you're searching for a treasure, and you're in a new world, an alien world. So that will be this year. There's no date on that just yet. Also, we'll be getting Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. And, like, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, which was written and directed by Kojima himself, is another game that consistently makes, you know, these best-of-all-time lists. But in 2004, the stealth game, which took place in an alternative 1960s during the Cold War, centers on operative Naked Snake, that's right, who's tasked with recruiting a Russian scientist, destroying a nuclear superweapon, and then killing his former boss. That's a lot. Delta will be a full remake and a lot of lengthy cutscenes and such things as well. Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra, and I think a lot of people might be a little OD'd on Marvel characters, but Marvel 1943 has behind it the mind of Amy Hennig, who created the Uncharted series. And so this will be a globe-trotting adventure. You'll have Steve Rogers, who, of course, is Captain America. You'll have Azuri, Black Panther, Wakandan spy, Nanali, and then U.S. soldier Gabriel Jones, who's just a grunt. And he actually dresses up like a normal soldier. He has a scope rifle and he has a trumpet that he carries around, and they'll be working to stymie the ascension of terrorist organization Hydra. I like the way they put that, stymie the ascension of Hydra. And one more game I can't leave out, Pokemon Legends Z to A. And the trailer for that game didn't reveal too much, but we do know that it is set in the series of Lumiose, and it's supposed to be inspired by Paris, City of Lights, a part of the Kalos region that you might remember over 10 years ago. Pokemon X and Pokemon Y introduced Kalos, and so the transformation mechanic known as Mega Evolution will be returning too. Anything beyond that, though, is under wraps, and that will be on the Switch. Now, you might have heard me earlier saying maybe the last game for the Switch. Well, you know, we're going to be getting a new Switch at some point. Whether it's called the Switch, we don't know. It's not going to be a high-def Switch. There's so many rumors. The thing that always kills me is when you get these rumors for the next console, and I'm going PS2, PS3, PS4, whatever, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox Series S. There's always a sort of a prototype, and they'll say, "Yeah, this is what we found out so far. It's going to look like this,"
and the controllers are going to look like this. And I remember there was a schematic that went like viral on the internet for the PS4, and it said this will be the controller, and it looked like a crescent moon, and very, very sharp on the ends of the handles. It looked like you could not just blunt force trauma, you could like gore or impale somebody. And I remember thinking, that's the controller? It's like, no, that's not the controller. It's never that way. But I also remember when the Wii, before it was released, I went to a video game developers party here in San Francisco. There's a lot going on up here in the industry, as you might imagine. And they had a Wii kit. And so what you do, especially for launch titles, is you give the developers the kit or just the console, and you say, have at it, push the graphic muscle as much as it can flex. How much can it lift? What can you do with this system that we've given you? And of course, the finished product, they're not going to be putting on, you know, it's still in R&D and testing and beta, and they need feedback about how it looks. And I remember looking at the Wii kit, it was just literally like a wood board with kind of a transparent box on it. And that's what Nintendo had given the developer. It's like, this is basically a Wii, see what you can do with it. And then we'll come out later. I think of, just to finish that topic, of all the times I have seen prototypes for new things and what it's going to look like, the one that got the hype the most was the Super Nintendo, because, you know, it was going to be going 16 bits, and this new Genesis thing had come out to rival it. And it's like, what is it going to look like? What is it going to look like? And when the Super Nintendo came out, the critics went, you got to be kidding me. This is the ugliest looking stupid thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's nice if it looks cool, but we're just trying to play games on it, right? I think so. All right. We will take a quick break. We come back, I'll give away a brand new game. We have other things to talk about, new releases as well. So come on back on the Video Game Review right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation, Sirius XM 211, Armed Forces Radio, everything.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Kirkman.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. And as I mentioned, it's 40 after. This is when I'm giving away a brand new game. And this game just came out 4 days ago. It's called The Legend of Cyber Cowboy. And it is available for the Switch, the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, the PS4, and the PS5. I have it here actually for, oh, and it's on the PC as well. It's on everything. This is developed and published by East Asia Soft Limited. It's all one word. East Asia Soft Limited. And I have it here for the PS4. Here's the blurb. Liberate a town from gangs of cybernetic bandits. The Legend of Cyber Cowboy is a top-down twin-stick shooter presented in slick pixel art style. And there's no rating on the game. But the question I have is this about cowboys or is this about cows? Let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. Once again, The Legend of Cyber Cowboy, available for all the big systems I have here for the PS4. Send your answers to Rick at sportsbyline.com. And a little bit later in the segment, I will tell you all the new games that are coming out this week as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. Have you watched season 2 of Squid Game yet? Don't worry, I won't do any spoilers. But we do know that it is the flagship show of Netflix and it debuted 3 years ago, and there's been countless Halloween costumes and tickets to live Squid Game experiences. They had a show that was like a game show, and they debuted it on Boxing Day. That was one day after Netflix hosted its first NFL game. They're spending a lot of money, but I bring this up because this is a video game show. So big is Squid Game to Netflix that they are endeavoring to make this Squid Game video game. And it is out. It is called Squid Game Unleashed. It's a multiplayer battle royale game. I think if you played a game like Fortnite, you would recognize it. And it is a first for Netflix and free for everyone, regardless of whether they are you are a Netflix subscriber or not. And we do know that the video game business on Netflix is still very much in a phase where it is nascent, to say the least. And or maybe if you're a little more pejorative, you would say a bit lame. And like I have tried. I have really tried some of these video games that they have, and it's pretty easy as a, you know, as a member, and they pop down to your phone. But, you know, like just looking right now, Solitaire, Word Finder, the Ultimatum Choices, and it's got a guy with like a six pack with his shirt off. I downloaded Wonder Putt. That got frustrating, got rid of that. And then I ended up, we did talk about how they had Civ 6. It just doesn't really work on the phone. It's just too little a screen for me. And so I ended up getting Minesweeper. Minesweeper was the thing that came with every computer back in the day. Everyone had Minesweeper, and I thought that's the cutting edge game. But what I am going to do is I'm going to try Squid Game Unleashed, and next week we can talk about how good or maybe how not great that it is. But as I said, there's a little wrinkle that I can only offer the subscribers. The more Squid Game episodes you watch on Netflix, the more rewards you will get in the video game itself. And so, and I guess since I've watched all of them, I'll have to see, because I guess I'm supposed to get in-game cash, which you can get items or player skins. And then you'll also be able to show off a skin called Binge Watcher. And this Netflix on the press release says, quote, "When you see it, you will know the way that was obtained. And that's actually the number one way that self-expression happens in Squid Game Unleashed, is by choosing each character and customizing them. So this is a new way to do that, only for people who have watched the show. So it shows your fandom even more." And so this is obviously a culmination between Netflix's entertainment team and the games team. Of course, this is a Korean show, so I don't know how much co-op there is in it. But the Netflix goes on, quote, "There's a lot of conversations," should be "there are." "There's a lot of conversations about how do we reinforce each other? How do we take this cool idea that you're doing a show and put it in the game? Or how do they take something that's in the game and bring it back to one of the other expressions? When people are watching the show, they might think about the game and want to go play it and express that way. Or when they play the game, they might go to the show and go see the touring experience or find some way to express their fandom with merchandise. There's a lot of different ways you can express fandom," end quote. Now, they say Unleashed has been in development for a few years, and they say they call it a AAA title. And it's kind of easy to forget, given Netflix's immense scale and streaming, but as I said, these gaming ambitions are still new and very small. They announced their intention to add games in 2021, and then they started getting these acquisitions, Boss Fight Entertainment, the studio development that makes Squid Games. They brought that. They brought in Alan Taskin from Epic Games to be the president of their gaming division earlier last year. And so, I mean, Squid Game is particularly important if that's going to be their flagship game. But we'll take a look at it, and we will let you know. Also, I always find it interesting when, like, business articles, because video games, they make a lot of money. And so investors are always talking about video games, not to play them, but how they can make money. But there was an article in Forbes about, you know, with the layoffs that are going on, but then in America and some of these companies, and then Japanese companies doing very well on the Nikkei index. But in the New York Times, Rami Ismail wrote an article about why the focus on high-end graphics created what he called an unsustainably budgetary arms race that has ravaged the games industry. So, and he's just talking about widespread and ongoing layoffs because of the budget problem. And some of these games have a 7 to 8 year production cycle, and even taking longer than that. which is kind of hard to believe, but I just mean from, you know, like the drawing board to actual product, because you'll miss out on a whole generation of consoles if it takes you that long. But the issue, as gaming hardware improves its graphical potency, the requirement to fulfill those increases. And so they were talking to Stephen Theodore, who used to work for Valve. And if you want to get into that article, he kind of breaks down how that matches up the graphics and the people who get paid to do it. But the layoffs we're seeing now, it's understandably a lot of people who are livid. A lot of people are putting in their investments and they don't know what's taking so long. And what it is just huge, huge budgets for these games. And, you know, I think a lot of these venture capitalists, VCs, not Viet Cong, but venture capitalists, they're used to putting money in and seeing money come back, and they're a little baffled and bewildered by gaming. They don't really understand how it works, because they fund tech startups that scale to infinity and hopefully beyond. And then gaming uses tech to facilitate a creative and even a cultural output, which is very much hit or miss if you want to talk about business. So, you know, people say the future of gaming is in a precarious place. I don't believe that's true. I don't think it's in a precarious place unless you are an investor. And guess what? I'm not. Because it's going to grow and grow and grow. And that is not one iota precarious. All right. Well, let's get to the new releases. And now that we are through with the holiday period and a new year, we have a few. Far Away will be out on the PC. Hollow Home is a PC game as well. Life or Reach. This is a kind of a Rock'em Sock'em robot game, except with swords, on the Switch. Creative Writing, Unlock Your Inner Author, on the Switch. Is that a game? Wuthering Waves, not Heights. Wuthering Waves, PS5. Very anime looking. Chocolate Factory Simulator. Now, there's no Willy Wonka or Charlie here. Chocolate Factory Simulator on the PC. E's Memoir, The Oath of Fel'Ghana. It's been, this series has been around forever. Some people call it Wise. Some people call it Wyus. I've always called it Eves. Switch, PS4, PS5. Craft Fantasy Merchant Simulator. And you play a female cat selling things on the PC. Rivenar's Grove, very cartoony looking game on the Switch. Final Fantasy 1 Pixel Remaster. This is on the PC. Human Within, PC as well. There is a Mac and phone game entitled Three Kingdoms Heroes. We have also Bati Byte Land Overclocked, which is on all the big systems except the PC. Freedom Wars Remastered, PC, PS4, PS5, and Switch. And then we have, finally, Final Night, and that's with a K. That's on the PC and the Switch. Final Night is from 2 O'Clock Developers, published by Gravity. Let me give you the blurb on that. Final Night is an RPG meets party building and monster hunting all in one. Execute ambushes, taunts, and meteors in direct action. Create a party full of lawful evil charlatan flair. Command your allies to break the monster's weak points. Stack stuns to topple it. And set up large barrel bombs. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. And we'll do that right on the other side of this break on the Video Game Review, everybody.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And we're going to close out the show in our customary fashion, which is a cheat code request. Send them in, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have this one from Guevara. I like that name, Guevara. Guevara says, Rick, how do I get the turkey in Assassin's Creed 3? That's a good question. And I looked it up for you. This is going back to the 360 and the PS3. And there are some really nice missions in that game. There's no doubt. But that one's probably the funniest one. And I always love when developers put stuff like this into games. You basically turn yourself into an assassin turkey. All right, here it is. Go to sequence 6, or just get there at least. Any of them later will do. Go to the Davenport homestead. Go to the back corner of the building, and you'll find a turkey. Press up, up, down, down, left, right, B and A, or circle and X if you're a PS3. And that turkey will be wearing an assassin's hood. Once again, go to get to sequence six, go to Davenport Homestead, go to the turkey in the corner, and it's the old up, up, down, down, left, right, BA or circle X on the PS3. And you'll have your killer turkey. Turkey. They're trying to make us in sports and the Olympics, they don't say turkey anymore. They want to say Turkey-yay. Turkey-yay. Whatever they want. It's their country. All right. Thanks for tuning in to the video game review. We'll be back with another edition next week. I'm Rick Tittle. Back to the sports talk.
Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the court in NBA news, the Miami Heat have